This is the control room of the Mitchell Wind Tunnel. This is where we have a control system which looks after the wind speed and controls things while displaying temperature, pressure, both dynamic.
It's a historic piece of kit that's helped thousands of engineers turn dreams into reality. The R.J. Mitchell Wind Tunnel has been used to design Formula One cars and America's Cup yachts and help Olympic cyclists achieve their potential. Gold medal-winning cyclist Chris Boardman carried out the official opening of the building's extension.
That building was instrumental in the success that British cycling had in the last two Olympic Games, and I've spent a lot of time here, loved every minute of it, and it's great to see the building get a new lease of life with a new frontage on it so people can come in and watch the work that's going on there. Technology is an integral part in a lot of sports, not just cycling. UK Sport invested in it heavily and they got a massive return, and then we kept that going for London and it had a significant impact on the results there. So all of the athletes, the likes of Vicky Pendleton, Sir Chris Hoy, they've all been through the university here and spent several, not hours, days in the wind tunnel here, honing positions and looking at equipment.
Fractions of seconds count in elite competition, according to Naomi Stenhouse from the English Institute of Sport.
Always looking for a performance gain, something that we can help improve the likelihood of success for our athletes. Medals are regularly won by hundredths of a second, so any gain that we can find them all points them in the right direction.
Steve Baker, MP for Wickham and a graduate of Aerospace Systems Engineering at Southampton, was among the invited guests.
I'm excited about engineering and the future of engineering in our country, and I wanted to come back and catch up with Southampton and see what's happening. Actually, I have to say, the place is transformed over the 20 years since I was here, and you can see the place is on the up and is clearly a world leader in aerodynamics. I was a Royal Air Force University cadet. I was very proud to come here and do aerosystems. I think it's fair to say it was a tough degree to do, but I enjoyed it very much, and it was a great basis to go off into the RAF.
Professor William Powery is the Dean of Engineering and the Environment. He says the wind tunnel is vital to successful research.
It gives us the opportunity to put into practice our mission, which is to change the world for the better through our research, our teaching and our enterprise. You look at what that facility has been used for over the last 40 years, all the way through from Formula One through to America's Cup racing yachts through performance sports, and it enables us to sort of continue with that work, take that to the next level. And all of those things are doing what a university does best, which is that we take new ideas, do some research on them, and then they become into the mainstream.
Fourth-year students Michael Bamforth and Brendan McFall say testing in the wind tunnel is essential for their important group design projects.
Without it, we won't be able to get our plane flying, which is the ultimate goal, because we need to understand all the characteristics of its performance before we can take it to, hopefully, the Olympic rowing lake or other area to test it without being able to quantify its performance, but we can't do that.
We have already done a wind tunnel test in the R.J. Mitchell tunnel before Christmas. Yeah, it was very good. It's very flexible, and they can change the whole tunnel around for you. They're very helpful, so we got lots of data. You can do the simulations in CFD, but you only really know for sure once you put it in a wind tunnel, so I don't think the wind tunnel's going to go out of fashion anytime soon, really.
William Powery says the future of experimental facilities in engineering is looking bright.
And we're very fortunate at Southampton. Over the past few months, we've obtained funding and approval for not only the extension to this wind tunnel, but also some major equipment that we will use on it, which will make it more versatile and enable us to do more technically oriented things, taking things to the next level. But we also have got a major fluid dynamics facility under construction at the new engineering campus at Boulderwood, and we've just got the go-ahead for a new infrastructure lab as well. So that's a massive investment in experimental facilities.
Dr. Angus Webb worked with the Olympic cyclists, but he's now looking at how to help a haulage company cut its huge fuel bill, £150,000 a day, by improving the aerodynamic performance of its lorries.
40% of their cost is fuel. 35% of the fuel goes into overcoming aerodynamic drag, so there's a lot of money to be saved by doing aerodynamic improvements to these vehicles.
Dr. Dave Marshall is the wind tunnel manager, helping students, academics and external customers make the most of the facilities. It's his ideal job.
I did my undergraduate degree at Southampton starting in 2001. My third year project was in the 7x5 wind tunnel, working on Formula One cockpit aerodynamics, and then my final year project was using the Mitchell Tunnel for open wheel race car design. At the end of my undergrad, I then went on to do a postgraduate degree, engineering doctorate, working with a major rally team developing the aerodynamics of their car.
So it's very appropriate you're back here now.
Yes, it's what I've wanted to do since I was about 12 years old, so it's kind of a dream come true to some extent.